God bless you, friends. God bless you, friends. This is Pastor A.D. Finkley, and I am so delighted that you have tuned into the Global Leadership Show. Listen, it is my prayer that your Saturday is going well and that the blessings of the Lord is certainly upon your life. Listen, we thank God for this time that we have together to discuss leadership. You know, I believe with all of my heart that God is raising up leaders. And when I say that God is raising up leaders, God is raising up men and he's raising up women who are going to rise to the crest of leadership to bring about a shift within our country, within our nation, within our various cities, within our various towns, and certainly within our various communities. And so I'm glad that you're with me on today on this Global Leadership Show. This show is designed, my friend, to empower leaders, and not only empower leaders, but my friend, is also designed to strengthen your ability to lead. Listen, God has called you into the kingdom for such a time as this, and because he has called you into the kingdom for such a time as this, listen, I believe it's of the utmost importance that we discuss some leadership foundational principles and that we prepare ourselves to lead in the day in which we live. Listen, on today's broadcast, we're going to spend some time talking about being prepared to lead. Listen, I believe with all my heart that the greatest thing that you can do when it comes to your area of leadership is to prepare yourself. There's nothing like a prepared leader. I know that, praise God, that oftentimes we think that leadership somehow or another just happens. But that's not the case, my friend. The greatest thing that you can do is get yourself prepared or allow God to prepare you for that which he has called you to do. And let me tell you something. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to be an international preacher. No. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to pastor a church. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to be a traveling evangelist or some well-known prophet. No, it doesn't mean that. But if you're called to raise a family, that's an area of leadership. Amen, somebody. If you are pioneering a business, that's an area of leadership. And so when we talk about being prepared for leadership, there are some basic and fundamental principles that can be found in the Word of God that suits every area of leadership so that our leadership, I'm talking about godly leadership, I'm talking about leadership that comes up under the umbrella of being born again. Listen, I'm talking about a leadership that's done God's way. Every area of leadership that we may find ourselves in, we can rise to the top and bring fame to the name of Jesus Christ within our leadership styles. And so I wanted to deal with on today's program, we're going to be talking about being prepared to lead, prepared to lead. You know, the definition for, or I guess one of the definitions for prepared is to make something ready for use. And so when I am talking about being prepared to lead, what I'm talking in terms of, I'm talking in terms of us being prepared or ready to be used by God. Let me tell you something, believer. What you don't understand, and I hope you understand this after today's broadcast, is that, listen, anything that you are prepared for, you do it with greater excellence. I want you to think about that. Anything that you are prepared for, you do it with greater excellence. I want you to think in terms right now here in our area, in the triad, we are currently, well, I guess they're going to have the big game here either today or tomorrow, but here in the triad, we are having the ACC tournament, basketball tournament. And I want you to think about the fact that North Carolina is going to play in a big game. And so I want you to think about if North Carolina had made no preparation for this tournament, if they didn't have any practice, if they didn't work on technique, if they didn't go over any plays, if they didn't watch any tapes, If they done none of those things but just merely showed up and tried to play basketball on the level that's being played over there in the ACC tournament, I can pretty much guarantee you that they would not be at the big dance. I can guarantee you that. And so because they prepared, because they made themselves ready, because they went over plays, and because they practiced and exercised and did all the things that were needed, when it came time to step out on that court, they were able to perform at peak level because they prepared for it. You think about any major football team, those who play in the Super Bowl, all of that comes because those men prepared themselves. And so when it came time for game day, they were able to perform at peak level. And, beloved, I want you to think in terms when it comes to your leadership and the area that you lead in and the area that you're called to lead in. If you are prepared, you can lead at peak level. You can lead on another level because you prepared yourself for it. And what I want you to understand is that if you allow God, come on, if you allow God to prepare you for the area of leadership that he's called you to, let me tell you something, you can lead on another level. And so it is of the utmost importance when we discuss leadership and when we're talking about leading on behalf of the Lord and in the things of God, let me tell you something, the greatest asset you can have in your life, my friend, is to be prepared. In other words, to spend you some time getting ready for the area that you feel without a shadow of a doubt that God has called you to. That doesn't mean you have to be a copycat of somebody else. That doesn't mean you have to mimic what somebody else has done or what somebody else is doing. But what that means is that you can prepare yourself for the leadership that God has called you to. Listen, beloved, I want you to understand this, that when you are prepared, it brings about confidence. Can I say that? It brings confidence to you. And so when we are talking today about being prepared to lead, what we are really discussing is getting ready for God to thrust you, getting ready to move to the forefront, getting ready to walk in the greater call, getting ready to fulfill the assignment that God has placed upon your life. And I want to say this again. I just said it a minute ago. But those of you that are tuned in, I want you to hear me clearly. That does not mean that everyone is going to be a senior pastor. That doesn't mean that. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to travel to Africa and build schools and hospitals and all these other wonderful things that men and women do. That's fine. That doesn't mean that. Your leadership may not leave your address, but that's fine. You can be a great leader. I'm talking about being a mother and a father. You can be a great leader right there in your home, but God wants to prepare you for it. He wants to give you tools. He wants to give you the instruction. He wants to give you the wisdom. He wants to give you the guidance so that when you begin to walk in that area of leadership, listen, let me tell you something, you can move with confidence. You can move with boldness. Just as I said a minute ago, when you are prepared to lead, you lead better. Come on. You lead more confident. You lead with more of an assurance. And so when we talk about being prepared to lead, I want you to understand that word prepared, one of the definitions of that word prepared is to make something ready, to make something ready. And that is exactly what God wants to do with you, you leader. He wants to make you ready so that when it's your time, come on, when your season comes around, when it's your moment, you don't have to walk in a level of fear because you've already prepared for it. You know, have you ever taken a test before? And listen, all of us have taken those tests, whether in grade school, college, or whatever level you want to be on, but all of us have taken those tests. We've taken tests that we actually studied for. And when we studied and we put time in and we prepared ourselves for the test that we were about to take, listen, we walked into the classroom with a whole other level of confidence. In other words, we wasn't afraid to answer the questions. We wasn't afraid of the test because we were ready. But there have been other times that we haven't studied, that we haven't prepared, that we haven't gotten ourselves ready. We didn't go over the material. We didn't do any of those things. We didn't do none of that stuff to get ourselves prepared for the test that we were about to take. And when we walked into the classroom to sit down and take the test, you know how you felt. You know, you were saying, Lord, please help me now, because Lord, please bring it to my remembrance, because I haven't taken any time to prepare myself for it. But listen, my friend, when it comes to leadership, let me tell you something. If you are going to be on the quest of next level leadership, then listen, my friend, it's all about preparation. And the reason that it's all about preparation is because preparation is the foundation. I want you to write this down. Preparation is the foundation of your success in leadership. How have you prepared? How have you allowed God to get you ready for what he's called you into? You know, so often in this day and age, I need to slow down, but so often in this day and age, we have men and women who have not taken time out to let God prepare them, who have not taken time out to let God prepare them, and who have not taken time out to let a mentor, and I'm going to talk about these two tiers of preparation here in just a minute. They have not taken time out to let God prepare them, and not only have they not taken time out to let God prepare them, but they also haven't taken any time out to let, praise God, to let a mentor prepare them. And so what we have now, I'm not saying everybody, but what we have now on a great scale is we have a lot of unprepared leaders. We have a lot of unprepared leaders who are really not ready to move into the next level of leadership. But listen, let me tell you something. God desires to reverse that with you. And so he has put this broadcast into my heart to begin to pour in to leaders. Listen, some of you all may already be in leadership capacity. Great, God's going to empower you. Some of you may feel the tug of God to go into leadership. Praise God, God is going to train you. But the key thing is that God wants you prepared to lead. Let me tell you something, friend. If you want a confidence that comes from no other place than preparation, let God prepare you. Listen, if you want to move with boldness as you see in other men and women who have been prepared to lead, listen, let God prepare you. Preparation is the key. It is the key. It is the foundation of your leadership. Now, as we move into this, let us discuss one thing. All of us are leaders. So I'm not just talking about bishops. I'm not just talking about apostles and pastors, evangelists and teachers. Listen, every last one of us that is born again, listen, you are a leader. If you go back and take you some time and look at Genesis chapter 1, right around verse number 26, the Bible declares that God said, let us make man in our image and let him have dominion. You know, dominion means let him have authority. Authority means leadership. We're not dealing with that today, and maybe on a later program we'll get into that, but I want you to look at that. If you go back, praise God, and you look at Psalms chapter number 8, right there, David talks about the fact that everything that God has made, God has given man dominion over the works of his hand. And so, you know, that word dominion means the same exact thing, means authority, means leadership. And so all of us are leaders. And so don't get this confused when I'm talking about being prepared to lead, that I'm talking about deacons, elders, ministers, missionaries, pastors, apostles and bishops and things. No, I'm talking to you, my friend. I'm talking to you, my friend. Listen, I told you, everybody that's a leader is not in the fivefold ministry. Everybody that's a leader is not on the deacon board or on the board of directors or any of these areas. But you are a leader because that's God's original intent. And so every last one of us are leaders. And because God has ordained that all of us would be leaders, it's his responsibility to make sure that we're trained/prepared to lead in whatever area it is. And so God, when we look at the word of God, he has two tiers. I want you to write this down. He has two tiers that I can find in the word of God that he uses to prepare his leaders. And that means all of us, two tiers that I can find in the word of God that God uses to prepare his leaders. The first tier that God uses to prepare his leaders is that God prepares his leaders in his own special way. In other words, God is the one who prepares us for leadership. I want you to think about that. I know sometimes we say, well, I need to go to college, a Bible college, or I need to get me a leadership book, or I need to sit down in a leadership class. And listen, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. All of those things are fine. But I want you to understand that there's two tiers that I find in the Word of God that God uses to prepare those whom he has called into leadership. Number one, God will train his leaders himself. You know, God has a miraculous way of using the situations of life, the difficulties of life, the trials of life to prepare you to lead. You know, sometimes we spend so much time fussing and complaining about the things that we go through and the things that are going on in our lives, not realizing that you have just entered into God's school of leadership. You know, God, in the Word of God, has always used every last thing that transpired in men's lives to prepare them to lead, to prepare them to be called to the forefront. And the same way that he used it in the lives of those who we'll discuss here, just a few of them, of those that we'll discuss here, is the same way that he'll use those things in your life to call you to the forefront of leadership. Because there's some things concerning leadership that nobody can teach you but God Almighty himself. Listen, you can't sit in the amount of classrooms. You can't take enough tests. You can't read enough books. You can't shake enough hands. You can't network with enough people to learn some lessons about leadership, because there's some things about leadership that only God Almighty can teach you himself. And so God is the one that does the preparing. Listen, let me tell you something. He will send you down through there to give you some nooks and to give you some nuggets and to give you some experiences and to give you some insight that if you had not been through anything, you would never in your life be able to grasp those kinds of concepts, but God has got to train you. And so let me tell you something. The two tiers that I find within the Word of God concerning preparation for leadership, and I know schooling is fine. I'm not knocking schooling, because we won't talk about it today, but you can look at the life of Paul. Paul sat up under Gamaliel, and so he was well-learned, and God used that school to call Paul to the forefront of leadership to write over half of the New Testament. And so I'm not knocking school, but what I am saying here is that there's a place in your leadership that nobody can prepare you for it but God Almighty himself. When we look at the life of Joshua, when we look at the life of Joseph, when we look at the life of Moses, when we look at the life of a David, we see that God used their life to prepare them for the leadership that he had called them to. And listen, the same way that God used, come on, the same way that God used their lives to prepare them for the leadership position that he had called them to, my friend, I want you to understand that God is going to use your life the same way. Let's think about Joseph. We know that Joseph grew up in Israel's house. I'm talking about Jacob there, and that he was the beloved son. Now we can't get too deep, because we're pressed for time on this broadcast here. And so this is one of the reasons I'm talking just a tad bit fast, and I'm working a tad bit hard, because I want us to get this principle of preparation. And so when we look at the life of Joseph, we know that Joseph was the favorite son. But even though Joseph was the favorite son, God gave him a vision. God showed him. God gave him a dream. In other words, God gave him an unveiling of what he had called him to do, of what he was going to do, the role of leadership that God had called for his life. And no sooner than Joseph got that revelation of what God had called him to do, and begin to share about the vision that God had given him, the first thing that he entered into was the leadership boot camp of God. The Bible says that his brothers got envious. In other words, this dream that he had, this vision of leadership, this vision of administration that he had, that God had given, it was a God-given dream. That dream turned into a tragedy immediately. Now, on the outside, it would look as if God didn't show him nothing. On the outside, it would look as if Joseph had missed it somewhere, because this dream, this God-given dream that he had, turned into a tragedy. But listen, my friend, that was not the case. The case was that God was preparing him for what he had called him to do. The case was that God was getting him ready for the leadership role that he had already foreordained for his life. And listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes we'll have these dreams, and sometimes we'll have these visions. And when we have these dreams and we have these visions, it seems as if life turns tragic all of a sudden. But let me tell you something. No. It's not that life has turned tragic. Let me explain something to you. You have just entered into God's boot camp of leadership, and he is getting you ready for the greater call. Listen, we're pressed for time. But listen, Joseph, his brothers began to envy him. His brothers threw him in a pit. His brothers sold him into slavery. He worked slavery in Potiphar's house. He was accused of trying to rape Potiphar's wife. Was thrown into prison, and while he was in prison, he interpreted a dream, and the butler and the baker, and when the butler got out of the prison, Joseph told him to remember him. He spent even 3 more years in the prison, and if you look at Joseph's life, praise God, it seems as if that dream that he had when he was a young boy was nothing more than just a dream. But what was happening was that God was preparing him. Because if you go back and you look at the life of Joseph, one thing that you find that it often says about the life of Joseph is that, praise God, is that God was with him. And so the whole time that he was in the pit, and the whole time that he was sold into slavery, the whole time that he was slaving in Potiphar's house, the whole time that he was in the prison, it was all a part of God's preparation plan. Because when you get over to Genesis chapter 50, I don't have time to get into it deep. When you get over to Genesis chapter 50, praise God, Joseph told his brothers, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good, that he might save much people. In other words, it was God's plan. It was God's ideal. It was God's school of hard knocks. It was God's training camp. It was God's preparation that got him ready for the position that he had to hold, being second in command to Pharaoh himself. And so God will prepare you for the leadership, but you've got to let him. God will get you ready for that which he had called you to do, but you have got to let him prepare you. You've got to let him train you. You've got to let him shape and mold you into the leader that he wants you to be. And let me tell you something, friend. He'll use different situations. He'll use different circumstances. He'll use different people. And so sometimes we get upset with life. But let me tell you something, leader. I don't want you upset. I want you to realize that God is preparing you. God is getting you ready to propel you to the forefront of leadership. Let's think about the life of Moses when we're talking about God preparing leaders. Moses spent 40 years in Pharaoh's house. And not only did he spend 40 years in Pharaoh's house, but then he spent another 40 years out in the desert. 80 years God trained him. 80 years God had him prepared. 80 years God was getting him ready. 80 years God was grooming him. 80 years God was putting to his mind and settling his heart. 80 years God was preparing him to rule 40. And listen, let me tell you something. When God raised Moses up and put him into the forefront of leadership, listen, he led over 1 million people out of Egypt right to the door of promise. Listen, God will prepare you for the leadership role that he's called you to. I'm talking about God preparing you, friend. Let's think about David. You know, when we think about David, let me tell you something. God prepared him in such a sweet way. Yes, he did. You have to remember, praise God, that David got anointed even when his brothers didn't even, his brothers nor his daddy didn't even want him to come down to the anointing ceremony. You know, when Samuel came down to anoint another king in the place of Saul, everybody was called to the meeting except David. David was down there tending to his father's sheep. And Samuel looked at the oldest boy, and Samuel said, this has got to be the Lord's anointed here, but God hadn't chose him. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was about that oldest boy that God saw, that God saw in him, that God had rejected him as being king. And so Samuel said, is there another son to Jesse? That's what he said. He said, do you have another son? He said, yes, we got this little boy down here tending to his father's sheep. And as he was called from the sheepfold up to where the ceremony was taking place, the Lord told Samuel to arise and anoint David. David had to turn around after being anointed king. Now, I want you to understand this now. After being anointed king, David had to turn right around and go back down there and tend his father's sheep. You mean to tell me I'm anointed king, and now I got to go back down here to fooling with sheep, walking in sheep dung and all of these other types, dealing with blowflies? I'm anointed king by God. The horn of oil has been poured on my head. But let me tell you something. No, David and Samuel and his friends, they did not miss God. They did not miss him. No. They didn't miss God. But what had happened was that God had put David in his boot camp of leadership. He was preparing him. He was training him. And so David spent time on the backside down there tending to his father's sheep, even though he was anointed king. And after being servant up under Saul, we find, praise God, that even then that David was driven out of the palace and driven to live in dens and driven to live in caves and living on the run and all these different types of things. It looked as if when David got anointed that somebody had missed God. No, they did not miss God. It was God preparing David for what he had called him to do. And let me tell you something. There's been no earthly king like David, and I'm telling you the reason why. It's because David was prepared to lead. He was prepared to lead by God. And so, my friend, let me explain something to you. Oftentimes, you'll find situations and you'll find difficulties in your life, and you're wondering, what is going on with this? Let me tell you something, my friend. God is simply preparing you to lead. I got to deal with this second tier of leadership because we're pressed for time. Listen, my friend, the second tier of preparation that I find in the Word of God is that if you're going to be prepared, you need a mentor. Listen, you need to allow your senior leader to prepare you for leadership. There are some things that you will learn from your senior leader that, praise God, you will not learn in a Bible college. You'll not learn in a book. You'll not learn in some deep study. There are some things that only your senior leader can teach you concerning leadership. And listen, if you're not connected to your senior leader in that form for him or her to mentor you, then you need to find a mentor. I'm talking about a godly mentor now. I'm talking about a godly. In other words, you need to be somebody's mentee. We find in the Word of God that those whom God had called into the forefront of leadership and led well and led with confidence and led with anointing and power, vision and insight and wisdom. Listen, not only did they have the anointing, but they had a mentor in their life. And so if you're going to be fully prepared to lead, listen, you need a mentor. I'm not talking about a yes buddy either. Because let me tell you something, when you got a good mentor, a mentor is not impressed. Come on, you might be anointed, you might be flashy, you might be dashy, but let me tell you something, if you got a real good godly mentor, listen, your mentor is not impressed. And so you think about Joshua. Joshua had Moses as a mentor. Timothy had Paul as a mentor. Samuel has Eli as a mentor. And so, my friend, we've got to conclude this. We got to conclude this broadcast today, but we'll pick it up. But listen, let me explain something to you. When it comes down to you being the leader that God has called you to be, the foundation is preparation. Let God prepare you to lead. Let God send a mentor in your life to get you ready for what he's called you to do. Preparation. Ready for use. That's what that means. And so, beloved, I thank you for tuning into the Global Leadership Show. Listen, when we come together, we'll dive right back into this because I believe there's another level that we could teach here concerning being prepared for leadership. Listen, be the leader that God has called you to be. It's your time. It's your season. Rise up and lead with confidence in this season because God wants to carry out a great work through you. Listen, from my house to yours, this is Pastor A.D. Finkley. I love you. Be blessed, and may the blessings of the Lord continue to be upon your life.